brothers and sisters.
So I
can see all the leaves are starting to fall.
我第一年来到这里的时候，这个树叶给我很多的头痛。
So the first year when we moved here, the falling leaves gave me a lot of headache.
因为我们礼拜六的时候呢，有人来这里把那个树叶都清干净了。
Because Saturday we had people come here and clean all the leaves.
但是礼拜天早上我一来呢，前面都是叶子。
And Sunday morning again, there are leaves everywhere.
所以我秋天的时候，我每一个礼拜天早上我都在那边扫叶子。
So when fall comes every morning and every Sunday morning, I'll be out there and sweeping leaves.
所以我祷告说，希望有一阵风啊，在聚会之前开始吹。
So I pray, in my prayer, I pray there will be a gust of wind before.
看起来今天好像祷告得到应允了。
And it seems God have answered our prayers today.
我今天早上来的时候，就用手就可以捡了，就六片叶子捡起来以后就干净了。
And so this morning, only pick up with my hands six leaves, and that's all.
希望我。的祷告能够继续持续这段秋天的时间。
Oh, hopefully my prayer will last all this through this fall season.
不然的话要扫到将近20分钟的时间。
Or otherwise I have to sweep about 20 minutes.
我们今天跟大家分享的信息是看人内心的上帝。
So our today's message is the Lord who looks at our hearts.
上帝能够看到我们人内心的深处。
So God can actually look inside our hearts.
我们在眼睛的这个知识里面，我们知道人的眼睛有盲点的。
So according to our human knowledge, we know that we have blind spot.
我们的眼睛有的地方，我们有的人有些角落它是看不见的。
And then there are some areas our eyes cannot see.
我们有时候我们发现我们很容易可以看认识对方。
So sometimes we can see through other people.
但是我们有时候却不知道我们自己看不见自己。
But sometimes we can't see ourselves.
不容易看见自己内心真实的情况。
And we can't see our true selves.
我们今天借着圣经，我们来看人看不见的地方，这位上帝一目了然。
So through our study today, we'll see that however we cannot see ourselves, God can see us.
我们要看撒母耳记上第一章第一撒母耳记上第八章。
So our today we're going to study 1 Samuel chapter 8.
事实上，撒母耳记第七章跟第八章呢，中间呢就一跳就20年的时间。
So between the chapter 7 and chapter 8 in 1 Samuel, there actually are 70 years.
20年的时间里面。
Oh, 20 years, sorry.
以色列人事实上在20年前的时候呢，是很多的灾难被。其他的 邻近的人来欺负。
So we can see 20 years ago in Israel, they've been bullied by all the surrounding countries.
但是这20年的时间呢，他们享受了一段很平静的日子。
But after that, throughout these 20 years, they enjoyed peace.
因为上帝使用了一个人叫做撒母耳。
Because God blessed Samuel.
这位撒母耳让整个以色列的这个民族呢，能够过一个平静安稳的日子。
So because the service of Samuel, the all Israelites can enjoy a period of peace.
当20年过去以后，圣经这里记载说，撒母耳年纪大了，他就立他的儿子做以色列的士师，也就是以色列人的法官。
So 20 years later, it recorded in the Bible, when Samuel grew old, he appointed his sons as judges for Israel.
他希望他的儿子能够做他的接班人。
So he hopes his sons can take his place.
所以他让他的儿子在以色列的南边叫别示巴的地方先开始在那里做法官。
So he appointed sons as judges in a place called Beersheba.
圣经接下来记载说，但是他的儿子呢不行他的道，贪图财力，收受贿赂，虚妄正直。
But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain and accepted bribes and perverted justice.
我们在这里我们就看见撒母耳他是上帝所使用的人。
So we can see Samuel was appointed by God.
他是一个翻转时代的一个人。
And he has turned everything around.
他让以色列是一个受欺负的民族到一个能够过平静安稳的民族。
And he turned a turmoil into peace.
但是这样一个上帝使用的人呢，他也有盲点的。
But But even so, Samuel has his blind spot too.
他有一个盲点，他相信传统。
So his blind spot is he believes in traditions.
因为传统里面有制度的。
Because there are rules and regulations.
所以他想说，他老了之前呢，他要退休之前呢，他就把他的儿子立为士师做法官。
So what he did is before he got old and he retired, he appointed sons as judges for Israel.
他被一个东西遮住了，这个东西就是传统。
So he was blinded by the regulations and tradition.
所以传统就变成他的盲点。
So that's become his blind spot.
他没有寻求神，他想都不想，他就立他的儿子做士师了。
So before asking God, he appointed sons as judges.
他另外一个盲点是他自己有软弱的。
And the other place is he has his own soft, his own weakness.
他很爱他的儿子，爱到一个程度他溺爱了。
He loved his sons, but ignored their misbehavior.
他手上有很大的权柄。
He's very powerful.
可以讲在以色列人里面，在那个时候他是最有权柄的一个人。
We can see Samuel is the most powerful person during that period of time.
但是因为他的软弱成为他的盲点，所以他这个权柄没有用在他的儿子身上。
Because his weakness, he did not use his power on his sons.
他的儿子有做了贪污的事情，他没有用这个权柄把他的儿子废掉。
So he didn't when his sons take bribes, he didn't stop them.
他还有另外一个盲点。
And he has another blind spot.
他有自己的私心。
He has his own thought.
他没有把他的儿，他不喜悦那些长老来对他做劝告。
He does not like all the elders to talk to him.
因为这时候以色列的长老都聚集过来。
Because at that time, all the elders of Israel gathered.
来到拉玛，也就是撒母耳的家，来见撒母耳。
So they gathered to see Samuel at Ramah.
这些长老在当时来讲就是社会的精英，是贤达人士啊。
So all the elders we see nowadays will be wise men and the elite.
站今天的话来讲就是有头有脸的。
So nowadays it's all powerful.
他们就对撒母耳说：“你已经老了。
”So they told Samuel, "You're old."
你的儿子也不行你的道，不像样。
And your sons do not walk in your ways.
那接下来这句话中文翻的不是特别准哈，中文写的很客气，说现在求你为我们立一个王治理我们。但是英文里面是讲说，现在要指定一个王治理我们，没有求的意思，就命令撒母耳。
So actually, it's described more clearly in English. They kind of ordered him instead of asking him for a king to lead them.
你为我们立一个王，就像列国外面这些国家一样，他们都是做这样的方法。
They say now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have.
撒母耳听到他们所说的话，他就不喜悦他们。
So when Samuel heard this, he is displeased.
为什么呢？因为他有盲点。
Because he has his blind spot.
因为他有私心。
Because he think about himself.
因为长老来的时候是说要另外一个人，意思就是说不要立你的儿子。
So when they come to him, say, "Give us a king," that means they don't want him or his sons.
你看看那个做爸爸的人呢、啊，看他自己的儿子，越看是越满意的。
See, as fathers, you look at your own son, you're full of love.
所以他们说要换另外一个人做王的时候，他心里面当然不高兴。
So of course he's not happy when they want to get rid of his sons to have a king to lead them.
所以一个人有私心的时候呢，他就容易产生盲点，他看不到真正的事情。
So when we have selfish ambitions, we cannot see what the real thing is.
在这里我们看到另外一个人，就是撒母耳的两个儿子。
So let's see the other two persons. It's Samuel's two sons.
这两个儿子他们也有盲点的。
And they have blind spots too.
他们有一个非常好的属灵的环境。
So they have a very good spiritual environment.
一般的想，我有一个很好的属灵环境，应该不是盲点啊。
So we think, you know, you're in a good spiritual environment. It shouldn't become your blind spot.
父亲是祭司，又是先知。
And your father is a prophet and also a priest.
在会幕里面，以色列人最神圣的地方，会幕里面，在那里侍奉。
And he served in the holy of holies.
这两个儿子都是在会幕里面长大的。
And they all grew up together with their father.
可以讲是所有以色列人最好的属灵环境，就是他们生长的环境。
So we can see the environment they grew up is very well spiritual environment.
结果最好的属灵的环境就变成他们的盲点。
But actually, actually it become their blind spots.
第二个，他在这个儿子里面呢，他们享受到父亲的权势。
So second, the sons actually enjoy their father's power.
父亲的权势就成为他的盲点。
And then that's become their blind spot.
他们从小在会幕里面呢，学各样宗教的仪式。
So they learn from their father all the rituals.
事实上，宗教的仪式他们从小就看过了，模仿来过了。
So they know and they understand all the rituals ever since they were young.
他父亲的在属灵上的权势跟宗教的仪式呢，就成为他们的盲点。
So the power of their fathers and all the rituals they have seen become their blind spots.
虽然他们的眼睛可以看见外面这些的服饰，可以做这个做那个。
So they can see all the service.
但是他们看不见他们自己里面真正的人。
But they cannot see their hearts.
虽然他们的父亲是那样的虔诚，
However, their father is really true to God.
这个却成为他们的盲点。
But that's become their blind spot too.
他们却看不见他们父亲是他的父亲是怎么样的来依靠神。
But they cannot see how their father will rely on God.
他看不见他父亲的心怎么样来侍奉神。
They can't see their father's heart to serve God.
他们最后因为这个盲点，他们不行他们父亲的道。
Because that blind spot, they did not walk on in their father's ways.
他们不亲近神，也不能够顺服神。
They're not close to God, disobey God.
所以，他父亲的这一些的敬虔呢，成为他们的盲点。
So all this become their blind spots.
因为他们有这些的盲点以后呢，他们就看不见神，也听不到神的引导。
So because of all this, hindering them from hearing God and obeying God.
我相信他们在会幕里面，父亲常常教导他们旧约的圣经。
I believe their father taught them about the Old Testament all the time.
我甚至相信他们还会背圣经的一些字句。
And I believe they can remember all the verses too.
但是他们的灵呢，跟上帝呢，并没有真正的交流。
But their spirit has no connection with God.
所以他们所学的这一套宗教的东西呢，就成为他们自己遮盖的盲点。
So whatever they learn.Become their blind spots.
所以他们就变成一步一步的就往黑暗的里面走下去。
They're actually walking towards the darkness.
他们没有办法察觉的。
And they did not realize.
更可惜的是，他们没有办法认识自己。
And then they cannot understand themselves.
最后呢，他们一生呢就被神放到一边去了。
And then they were put aside.
圣经里面记载，神不再使用他们。
So in the Bible, it says God no longer used them.
所以我们看见在撒母耳的身上。他是这样一个属灵的人，他也有盲点。
So we can see through Samuel, such a spiritual person, he has his blind spots.
他的儿子有这么好的条件，仍然有盲点。
And his sons are in such a wonderful environment, still have their blind spots too.
而且这个盲点使他们往黑暗的方向继续走下去。
And it's actually blinded them.
我们今天再来看这些长老们。
And let's look at the elders.
撒母耳听到他们说要因为你。他们对撒母耳说：“你老了。”
So they told Samuel that you're old.
你的儿子不行你的道。
And your sons are not walking your ways.
所以你必须要为我们立一个王来管理我们。
So you need to point a king to lead us.
像列国一样。
Just as other nations.
当你听到他们讲这些话的时候，是非常的合理的。
So when we hear what they said, it's very reasonable.
你从前面看，从后面看，倒过来看，都非常合理的。
So if we examine from all or directions, they're all reasonable.
看起来他们也很关心以色列。
And it seems like they really care about Israel.
爱国爱民。
And they love their country, love their people.
按我们来今天来讲的话，就无可指责。他们所说出的话非常有道理。
So based on what our understanding is, they're blameless.
我们来看上帝怎么说。
Let's see what God says.
当这些长老说了这些话的时候呢，撒母耳就把他们的话呢，就在祷告中来告诉这位上帝。
So after they told all this to Samuel, Samuel prayed to the Lord.
上帝对他有回话了。
And the Lord replied him.
他说：“百姓，也就是这些长老向你所说的一切话，你只管依从。”
They say, "Listen to them."
因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要我做他们的王。
It is not you they have rejected, But they have rejected me as their king.
我们在这里看这句话里面呢，上帝讲话非常的细致的。
So we can see through this sentence, God really knows what he was talking about.
上帝爱撒母耳。
God loves Samuel.
他知道他是一个忠心的仆人。
He knows he's honest.
但是他有盲点的。
But he has his blind spot.
所以他这里对撒母耳说，这些长老对你所说的话，你只管依从。
So that's why he told Samuel, listen to all the people who are saying to you.
因为他们所说话里面有你看不见的盲点。
Because what they said, there's something you didn't see.
这里的盲点就是说，你没有看见你的儿子不行你的道。
So you didn't see that your sons are not walking your ways.
所以这个时候，你只管依从的意思就是说，他所说话的里面呢，有对的地方的。
So here's a listen to them. That means what they're saying, their part of it's actually true.
这样一个属灵的先知，他看不到。
So Samuel didn't see that.
但是这位鉴察人心的上帝能够看见，能够指出来。
But God sees and pointed out.
所以你只管依从。
So they said, listen to them.
但是呢，另外一件事情，撒母耳也没有办法看到的。
And the other thing Samuel didn't see.
这些长老来讲的这些的建议呢，后面的动机呢，撒母耳并没有办法看到。
So after behind all the suggestions from the elders, their motive, which Samuel did not know.
上帝告诉他说，他们不是厌弃你撒母耳，乃是厌弃我。
So God told him, it's not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me.
虽然他们讲的头头是道。
However, they say everything is so reasonable.
因为他们不要我做他们的王。
Because they don't want me as their king.
所以这个地方让撒母耳打开了，看见了。
So after said that, and Samuel actually see the truth.
也就是这些长老呢，他们不要上帝做王。
So all the elders, they don't want God to be their king anymore.
所以他们说，先立一个王来先取代这位上帝。
So they say, appoint a king to replace this God.
在他们里面呢，认为在下一步的话呢，我们就可以来废王或者换王，让自己真正来背后做王。
And then their next step is they can get rid of the king so they can be king themselves.
上帝能够看到人看不见的地方。
So God can see through the hearts of people.
上帝把这件事情告诉了撒母耳，但是上帝的心仍然在他的百姓。
So however, God told all this to Samuel, but God still loved his people.
他真的是很介意的一件事情，他要诉说出来。
And what bothers him, he has to tell them.
事实上，上帝跟撒母耳说，自从我领他们出埃及到如今。
So as God said, as they have done from the day I brought them up out of Egypt until this day.
也就是这位上帝说，已经四百年的时间了。我四百年前，我把这些百姓从埃及借着摩西领出来。
So what God says, it's been 400 years since the day I used Moses to take my people out of the Egypt.
神说出了一个很伤心的话，说他们就是以色列的百姓，常常离弃我，侍奉别神。
And then God says something that heartbreaking. They say they forsaking me and serving other gods.
所以上帝在对撒母耳教导说，你所遇到的，因为事实上撒母耳是心里面有难受的事情。
So God told Samuel, however you feel sad in your heart.
上帝告诉他说，你不需要难过，因为不是针对你，乃是针对我。
But God told him, don't worry about it, because it's not because of you, but it's because they rejected me.
因为这四百年间，他们常常离弃我。
Because all these 400 years, they forsaking me.
侍奉别的神。
And serving other gods.
也就是说，这些以色列人在四百年出了埃及以后呢，他们心中的宝座呢，并没有让这位上帝做王。
So we can see during those 400 years after they are out of Egypt, in their hearts, the throne, the person who sit on the throne of their hearts is not God.
现在他们向你所行的是照他们素来所行的。
So what they're doing is now as they're doing it to you.
也就是说，他们现在来这边 要立一个王呢，这是他们长期四百年来呢，他们心中一直想要做的事情。
So it's always been what they have wanted during those 400 years to have a king to lead them.
这四百年间，事实上以色列人过的一个颠沛流离、非常痛苦的日子。
Well, actually, during those 400 years, the Israelites are actually wandering around.
这位上帝就像慈爱的母亲啊，用双手这样捧着他们，一步一步的往前走。
So this loving God is like a hand to cover his cheeks with her wings.
但是以色列人现在已经过一个平静安稳的日子，他们忘记神了。
But now, during those peaceful times, they forgot about God.
他们不是在很困难的时候说我们不要这位上帝做我们的王。
So they didn't say when everything is not okay.
现在是平静安稳的时候，他们说我们不要这位上帝做我的王。
But now when everything's fine, they say we don't want God to be our king anymore.
上帝能够感受得到人心里面所反映出来的。
And God can tell what people's heart.
所以如果你是上帝的时候，你会发现我辛辛苦苦付了这么大的代价带领你们走过各样的痛苦，等到你们稍微稳定的时候，你们就要把我撇弃，那个心的感觉是如何呢？
So can we imagine what God has felt that during the difficult times that helping the Israelites throughout all these 400 years and now finally peace comes, they were trying to get rid of him.
上帝的心是伤痛的。
And I think God's heart is hurt.
但是我们接下来看这位受伤的上帝他怎么样的来看待他的百姓。
And see now what he does for his people.
故此撒母耳你要依从他们的话，但是要警戒他们，告诉他们将来那个王他们要立的王怎样来管辖他们。
So God says, now listen to them, but warn them solemnly and let them know what the king who will reign over them will do.
为什么上帝要讲这种话呢？
Why God told him to do such things?
因为如果这件事情他们说我们要立一个王，结果后来王真的就让他们立起来，他们会认为什么呢？
So if they want a king and then they got a king, what's going to happen next?
他们会认为这就是上帝的意思。
They would think that's God's will.
可是等到要是万一将来发生事情的时候，他们就会怪这位上帝的。
But if something happened that they don't like, they will blame God.
所以弟兄姐妹，在我们的生活的里面，你有一件事情你想要这样成就，你也祷告了，你希望按照你的意思成就，结果后来事情好像真的就照这个意思成就，很多的人就认为这就是上帝的旨意。
So sometimes we have our plans and our desires and then we do things according to our will and we actually succeed it. So sometimes we think that must be God's will.
我们要留意在这件事情上，这里上帝说你要依从他们的话。
But we have to pay attention.Here, God says, listen to them.
因为当人坚持自己的意思，一定要走自己要的路的话呢，上帝会做几种的反应。
Because when people are insisting on doing what they want, there are a few things God will do.
上帝会挽回他们，劝告他们。
God sometimes will warn them.
但是人若坚持一定要走自己的路的时候，上帝最后许可你们这样走下去。
And then if you don't change, God will allow you to do what you're doing.
但是人有时候不知道，以为神许可就是神的旨意。
But people sometimes think if God allow you to do something, that must be God's will.
因为他们有盲点。
Because they have their blind spot.
他们看不见神真正的旨意是什么。
They can't see what God's will.
所以他们就做了，我做了以后如果能够通，那就是神的旨意。他们就用这种思维来看待他的事情。
So what people normally think, I just do what I do, if I succeed, that must be God's will.
但是上帝会借着各样的方法，各样的管道，向你发出那个微弱的声音。
But God will use all ways to warn you.
但是人如果持续的拒绝上帝的呼唤的时候呢，最后神最后的阶段就是叫做神任凭你去了。
So if you keep resisting God, and God will give you over.
任凭的意思就是说你想怎么做你就怎么做。
Give over means just do whatever you want.
因为上帝爱他的百姓。
Because God loved his people.
他在这个时候还在想要做挽回的事情。
And he was trying to save them.
虽然这些长老已经坚持意见，一定要这样走下去了。
However, all the elders are kind of make up their minds already.
所以这时候上帝就借撒母耳这个先知说：“你去跟他们讲话。”
So that's why God told Samuel to tell them.
来警戒他们。
To warn them.
将来这个王怎么样来对待你们？
And then what the king will do to you.
所以撒母耳就将耶和华的话都传给那些长老们。
So Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people.
他对他说：“这个王呢，将来会让你们的儿子们啊，劳累奔波啊。”
So he said, "This is what the king who will reign over you will do. He will take your sons and make them serve with his chariots and horses."
而且这个王呢，会让他们从事军事保障来保障他的王位。
And then he will assign them to be commanders to protect his throne.
并且让你们的女儿呢，来供应啊，服务他这个王生活所需的食衣住行。
Then he will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers.
并且这个王呢，会把你们最好的田地呢，征收了以后呢，来赏赐给他自己所要使用的人，来建立他的王位，巩固他的王权。
And then he will take the best of your fields and vineyards and give and olive groves, give them to his attendants.
并且这个王会从你们的所收的粮食里面呢，取出来，来给他要使用的人，来巩固他的王位。
And also he will take a tenth of your grain and your vintage and give it to his officials and attendants.
并且呢，会把你的儿女呢，还有你的仆人呢，征用了以后呢，来服务他所要使用的人。
And your men servants and maid servants and the best of your cattle and donkeys he will take for his own use.
最后呢，他说他会从你们所养的羊里面选最好的那个十分之一呢，来自己来享受。
And then he said he will take a tenth of your flocks also.
也就是说，这位王呢会一直从你们身上一直拿走，来巩固他自己的王位。
So we can see through all the verses, the king will take and take and take.
我们看这些政治人物，其实他就是最轻松的。他都不要做什么事，就这边拿报，就要钱的就征税，好，然后做的事情就是来巩固他自己。
So we see all the politicians all they do is to make up new tax laws to stabilize their power.
所以从这里看到一个受伤的上帝呢，他耐心的在那里劝告他的百姓。
So we can see here, however, God is hurt by the people, but he still kindly to trying to persuade them.
他虽然知道人的心很刚硬啊，但是他还是苦口婆心的在那里劝告挽回。
He knows people's heart are hardened. He's still trying to persuade him.
上帝实在是爱。
And God is love.
他怕他们受苦。
He does not want his people to suffer.
所以当他把该说的话都说完以后呢，他说：“到了那个时候，你们必因为所选的王来哀求耶和华。”
After he has said all this, and he said, "When that day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen."
到了那个时候，这个王从你们身上所要求、所拿的呢，你们会觉得无法承受这个痛苦。
So when the day comes when he takes all of your things and you cannot take it anymore,
等到那个时候，你们很急着、迫切的想脱离这个痛苦。
And then you will cry out for relief.
那个时候你们就会来哀求这位上帝。
And then you come back to the God and plead for it.
我们知道人要开始向上帝求的时候，一定是自己实在是没有办法忍受了才会求的。
We know sometimes we plead to God because something we cannot take anymore.
所以从这里也看见人是很自私的。
So we can see people are selfish.
人的心只想利用上帝。
And people's heart always wants to use God.
要解决自私的需要。
And to solve our own problems.
当出埃及之前很痛苦，所以他们需要依靠上帝。
So right after they come out of Egypt,
经过了400年，总算有一个平静安稳的时候，就不要上帝。
During their troubles, they need God, but now during the peace time, they want to get rid of him.
他不知道这位上帝能够照亮人内心的每一个角落。
They don't know that God actually can see every dark corner in your heart.
免得人被盲点蒙蔽了。
So people actually will not be blinded by their blind spot.
但是第十八章第十八节里面讲到一件事情，最后说耶和华却不应允你们。
But later said, and the Lord will not answer you in that day.
也就是上帝任凭你们了。
And then God give you over.
所以有时候我们有时候就为那一点点的盲点，导致于最后的下场这么样的可怕。
So sometimes a little blind spot can cause a devastating result.
在往后的历史，我们再看下去的话，就发现这些百姓呢，他们不只是因为这个王，最后他们的儿子啊，都为这个王丧了生命。
So in the history that coming after this, we can see they're not only the king ruined over them, but their sons and daughters are actually died because of the king.
所以我要问弟兄姐妹，在你的日子里面，你是不是曾经想过你希望怎么样的走下去？你的方向已经定了要怎么样走
？So let me ask everybody in your hearts.Do you have a direction that you have made up your mind to do?
你从各种角度去思想都觉得非常的合理。
You have think about from all kinds of scenarios and they all sounds reasonable and very good.
越想越合理，就越坚决一定要往这条路走。
And then since they're so legit, they're sounds like legitimate, so you decide to go this way.
这个时候你有没有可能听得到那个微小的声音，上帝在那里呼唤说不要往这个方向走。
And then at that time, can you hear the voice of God and telling you not to go that direction?
当一个人有盲点的时候呢，你就很难听到他的声音。
So when you have blind spot, you can, it's difficult for you to hear the voice of God.
你觉得合理，你就一直往下走，而且你会越走越快越急。
Sometimes you think it's good, and then you will keep going and going faster and faster.
当你听不到这个声音的时候，被盲点遮盖的时候，到最后发现有问题的时候，你常常会发现已经来不及了。
So when we're blinded by our blind spot, and then we find it out, it's usually been too late.
上帝爱我们。
God loves people.
他真的不愿意我们浪费宝贵的生命跟时间。
He does not want us to waste our life and our time.
他会在我们日子里面对我们发出声音的。
And he will talk to us.
如果我们被盲点遮盖的时候，我们就听不见，这是非常非常可惜的一件事情。
If we're blinded by our own blind spot, we cannot hear God.
所以百姓听了这样的劝告，撒母耳这样的说，但是他们坚持不肯听撒母耳的话。
So, but the people refuse to listen to Samuel.
他们这时候可以抓住撒母耳的一个小把柄。
So they actually hold grudges against Samuel.
因为撒母耳，你想立你的儿子做士师。
Because they think Samuel, you want to appoint your sons as judges.
确实是一个把柄。
And it is true.
他有私心。
He has selfish ambition too.
他们里面理直气壮的对撒母耳表达了意思，就是说你想立你的儿子，所以你不要我们立一个王。
So they actually blame Samuel that because he wants to appoint his sons as judges, so that's why they don't want them to have a king.
所以撒母耳告诉他们说，上帝跟你们要我传话说，你们如果认立这个王呢，你们会受很大的痛苦啊。
But Samuel told them, if youinsist of having a king reign over us. This was what God warned you about.
他们对撒母耳的态度是非常粗鲁、非常强悍的。
And they're being pretty rude to Samuel.
他们是用世界的这一套方法，在撒母耳的面前用这种方法来对待撒母耳。
They're dealing with Samuel with the worldly ways.
所以撒母耳百口莫辩。
So Samuel, there's nothing else he can say.
确实好像有把柄被他们抓到。
It feels like, yeah, they did make some sense.
所以这些百姓有了这样的一个方法之后，他就说，不，我们一定要立一个王治理我们。
So when all the people refused to listen to Samuel and say, no, we want a king over us.
弟兄姐妹，我们有可能就是这样的方法来对待上帝的引导。
So sometimes we do the same thing.
不，我们一定要立一个王。
No, we want to do the things we want to do.
不，我们一定要这样走下去，因为我们认为这才是合理的。
No, we want to walk down this path. We think it's reasonable.
使我们像列国一样。
Then we will be like all the other nations.
因为世界都是用这一套，我们也是可以用这一套。
So see the world around us, they're all doing the same thing. We're going to do the same thing too.
现在流行的就是这个方向，大家都这样做，我们也要这样做。
So now it's the trend, so we're going to follow the trend.
我们要知道，我们的上帝不跟随这个世界走的。
So we have to know our God does not follow the worldly things.
我们要留心，有可能我们认为最完好的、最美好的计划不在上帝的旨意里面。
So sometimes,We have to realize sometimes our perfect plan is not God's will.
所以事实上，他们等于是否定了撒母耳是传上帝的话。
So actually, they deny that Samuel actually speak for God.
所以他们这个盲点就遮蔽他们一直持续下去。
So their blind spot has covered their eyes.
我们在这里再来思想一件事情：撒母耳听见百姓这一切话。
So let's think about when Samuel heard all that people said.
他就将这些话陈明在耶和华的面前。
And then he repeated before the Lord.
在这里我们看到一个，虽然跟大家都一样，他是有盲点的。
So let's see Samuel. However, he's a human too. He has his blind spot.
撒母耳有盲点，撒母的儿子有盲点，这些长老们有盲点。
So Samuel has blind spots, his sons have blind spots, and all the elders have blind spots.
我也有盲点。
And so do I.
我相信你也有盲点。
And I believe you too.
有盲点不是真正的问题。
So blind spot is not our problem.
我们看见当长老们来要求撒母耳立一个王的时候呢，撒母耳做什么样的反应呢？
So let's see when the elders come to Samuel for a king, what did Samuel do?
他没有跟他们辩论，
He didn't argue with them.
他安安静静地回到上帝的面前祷告耶和华。
And he prayed to the Lord.
当耶和华告诉他这些话，你要照着我的话去劝告百姓，百姓不听，他也没有再与百姓辩论。
So after God asked Samuel to warn the people, after he did, the people didn't listen to him.
二十一节这里看到说，他就将百姓所说的话怎样陈明在耶和华的面前。
So he didn't argue with them either. So what he did is he repeated before the Lord.
他再一次还是回到神的面前。
So again he returned to the Lord.
我们都有盲点的。
We all have blind spots.
但是我们看见这一个撒母耳，他认识上帝的。
But we can see Samuel knows God.
他愿意听上帝的声音的。
Loves to listen to God.
当他听到上帝的声音的时候，他愿意顺服上帝的声音的。
And when he listens, he wants to obey God.
所以，一个有软弱的人，仍然上帝能够珍惜你的。
So however we're weak, God still cherishes us.
只要你回到他的面前。
As long as you go back to him.
你向他祷告。
And pray to him.
他会对你说话的。
And he will talk to you.
所以以色列的人走了这条路，就持续走下去，到最后我们看到将来的日子，你就看这个非常大的代价付出去了。
So since Israelite didn't listen to God, didn't listen to Samuel, we can see what happened next is full of sufferings.
弟兄姐妹，你的日子如何呢？
So how's your day?
你能够听得到他的声音吗？
Can you hear the voice of God?
你能够顺服他的声音吗？
Obey him,
免得走在你自己以为是的路上。
So that we won't walk on the road.
如果你所做的事情，你每一件都觉得蛮合你的意的时候，要很谨慎啊。
So sometimes when we do something, we have to be very careful.
那个就是等于你在高速公路上用最高档的速度在往前奔跑了。
It's just like when we drive on the highway on the top speed.
如果这个时候你都听不到声音的时候，你要很谨慎哦。
If you can't hear the voice of God, you have to be careful.
越有把握的时候，越需要听到神的声音。
Sometimes as we're more certain, actually we need more of to listen to God.
我们都有经验哦，在夜晚在高速公路开车。
So we all have such experience when you drive on the freeway at night.
你不是很确定这条路对的时候，你继续开下去啊。有时候一进去，一下了一个交流道下去，糟糕了，很麻烦，很麻烦的。
So sometimes you don't know where you're going and just keep driving. But when you realize you're in big trouble.
你 有时候下去那个区域是一个很不好的区域啊，你要逃都逃不出来。
And sometimes when you get out the freeway to a bad area, and then it's really hard to get back on the freeway again.
人生有几次可以下错交流道呢？
In our life, how many times we can afford to get off the wrong exit?
如果我们在神面前愿意承认，我确实有可能有盲点，我回到你的面前，我要听到你的声音。
But all we need to do is we have to realize that we have blind spot and go back to God and listen to Him.
弟兄姐妹，这位上帝也有他实在没有办法的时候。
And then this God.He has his moment that he can't do anything.
耶和华对撒母耳说：“你只管依从他们的话吧。”
So the Lord answered, "Listen to them."
为他们立王吧。
And give them a king.
弟兄姐妹，如果有一天上帝也这样的话对你说：“好吧，我就让你的自己的意思去吧。”
So imagine one day God talked to you. Okay, that's it. You just do whatever you want.
上帝对你已经无可奈何了。
And then there's nothing else God wants to do for you.
当那个时候，你要知道，灾难跟咒诅就要开始临到你了。
And when that day comes, we would know suffering is coming.
在座我们当中有一些慕道的朋友，上帝现在也在跟你呼唤。
And we have some people that haven't believed in the God.
上帝对你说：“把你的心敞开，来到我的面前吧。”
And God told you, open your hearts and come to me.
如果你听得到他的声音的时候，你就不要拒绝他。
When you hear his voice, do not refuse him.
你如果认为我还要走我自己的路，你要谨慎，你可能有盲点的。
If you said I'm going to keep walking on the road I'm heading, and then be careful, you might be blinded by your blind spot.
因为上帝看得比我们远，可以看到我们一生要走的路。
Because God can see the future.
他知道他要为我们提供的最好的路呢，他希望我们走上这条道路，得到他的祝福。
And he has his perfect will for us, and he wants us to be walking on the road.
如果你还坚持你有自己那一套想法的话，这个想法可能就成为你的盲点。
If you insist doing on what you're doing, maybe it will become your blind spot.
你要留意看看，这位上帝是不是很慈爱的，不断的借着各种人、各种方法，一直在呼唤你，在挽回你。
So we can see the God is a loving God. He will use all people, all kinds of ways, all kinds of circumstances to call you.
在这样的时候，你不要坚持你原来的想法。
And then when the moment, when the time comes,
免得走到最后像以色列人，上帝许可你继续走下去。
When the time comes, do not resist him. Otherwise, he will give you over, like what he did to Israel.
虽然是走在一个错误的道路上面。
However, you're heading on the wrong path.
上帝不舍，所以会持续找人呼唤你，呼唤你回来。
God wants you to keep sending people to call you to him.
你要转回啊。
And then turn back.
你要听到他的声音啊。
And listen to his voice.
如果你坚持拒绝到坚持到最后的时候，上帝没有办法，就上帝就任凭你自己走下去了。
So if you keep refusing God, at one point God will give you over.
但是当你一转回的时候，你就会发现这位上帝慈爱的双手拥抱你啊，要等候你回来。
But when you turn around, you will see God open His arms to receive you.
弟兄姐妹，今天的信息盼望给大家有一个短暂的停留的时刻去思想，我现在所走的这个方向。是不是他的带领呢？
So brothers and sisters, throughout today's message, I want to give you a time of pause that think about what you're heading, the direction you're heading. Is that what's God's will?
这条我所定的方向是不是我自己觉得很合理的？
Is that direction that I think that's very sounds good?
我全力全速的加紧速度的往前冲呢？
And I'm pushing forward.
但是我是不是有办法听得到上帝的声音呢？
And then can I hear the voice of God?
如果我都没有办法听到的时候，我在这里奉主的名跟你说，你要谨慎啊。
So if you can't hear the voice of God, and I have to tell you that be careful.
他的慈爱没有远离你哦。
His love is not far from you.
他可能会借着弟兄姐妹的分享，借着圣经，对着我今天的讲道，在这里呼唤你回来吧，转回吧。
And he might be warning you using brothers and sisters' testimony or today's message.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为人实在不容易听到你的声音。
Because it's difficult to hear your voice.
你用你的独生儿子耶稣基督钉在十字架上来呼唤我们。
And you put your son Jesus Christ on the cross to call us to you.
让我们有机会转回。
And you give us an opportunity to turn to you.
求主你帮助我们，
God, please help us.
不为自己定自己的道路，
Not focus on what we have planned for ourselves.
叫我们不狂乱奔跑，
Help us not running without a goal.
让我们留心听到你的声音，
And help us to pay attention to what you are telling us.
不叫我们被盲点所遮盖，
Help us not be covered by our blind spot.
让我们走在你所命定祝福的道路上。
And help us to walk on the road of blessing.
这是我们的心愿。
That's our hope.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.如果今天你觉得上帝对你的心说话，你可以举一个手，我可以过来为你祷告，求上帝的